back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789, but today only for text. Moved into a larger studio. The lines aren't hooked up yet quite today. So if you text your comment or question to 844-967-2789, Luke will read it on the air and I'll respond. Luke, do we have another text, my friend?
We do. We have Gary in Madison texting in now, Matt. And Gary here in Madison is curious if you can provide an update about what is going on in the Ukraine right now.
Good question, Gary. It's hard to boil it down, but there's a lot going on. Gary of Madison's question, can I boil down what's going on in Ukraine? I'm going to tell you what's been reported, and I'm going to tell you my interpretation of it. If you take a look at the geography of Ukraine, the Ruskies have 100,000 troops on the eastern border of Ukraine. They've already taken Crimea, which had been Ukraine. They now have paramilitaries in the eastern part of Ukraine dressed in fake uniforms to say that they're not Russians. They're Russian soldiers. 14,000 Ukrainians have been killed. Ukrainians are tough people. They're good people. Why the eastern part of the country? Because the eastern part of the country, a little closer to Russia, has a lot more Russian speakers in it. It would sort of be if you looked at New Mexico and Arizona, there are a lot of Spanish speakers. They also speak English. But you don't have Mexico say, well, we're going to take over New Mexico and Arizona. That's sort of what's going on. But Belarus is just to the north of Ukraine, and now there are Russian soldiers along that border sort of pincering Ukraine. Here is the historical antecedent, and here is what I think is going on. In the 1790s, Ukraine was part of Poland. So was Lithuania. Poland was the biggest country by landmass in Europe in the 1790s. Russia invaded it. So did Prussia. In those days, Germany was not unified. It was just Prussia, Berlin, and Austria. And they divvied up Poland, and it disappeared from the map until the end of the First World War, 1917. Russia got tremendous influence in Poland as a result. And they think that they are going to, in effect, own Poland. And Ukraine is part of Poland. What happened after the First World War is Poland briefly got reunited and reconnected. And it lasted till the Nazis went in 1939. Let me tell you something. You think it was the Nazis, right? Well, it was the Nazis and Stalin. Stalin and Hitler were partners in that invasion. What happened was that Hitler then stabbed Stalin in the back and invaded Russia. Then Russia got all sanctimonious and we went in to help Russia. Russia was no good in that, no different from Hitler. Poland was then occupied throughout the Second World War and afterwards occupied by the Ruskies, who now said, oh, we're victors. Yeah, you're victors. You initially invaded, stabbed in the back by Hitler, and suddenly you're victors, give me a break. And that's what happened. They occupied the Baltic states, they occupied Ukraine, Russia, the whole thing was the Soviet Union. What happened then in 1989, you started to have people like Lech Walesa of Poland and John Paul II, a great pope, was Polish. Lech Walesa was the head of the Electrical Workers Union and the shipbuilders. And they kept pressing and pressing until there was democracy in Poland. But Ukraine had already been separated from Poland. All Putin's trying to do is reprise what they did in the 1790s and what they did under Stalin, start take back Eastern Europe. And the disgusting thing is you have Trump. Now you have Josh Hawley of Missouri saying we should side with the Russians. You have Tucker Carlson saying we should side with the Russians. They don't know any history. The other thing that is going on, you must understand, in 1054, there was a schism in the Christian church. This was before the Reformation. And the Eastern Orthodox broke away. So you have the Eastern Orthodox of Greece, Russia, Serbia, all terrific people. Slightly different liturgy, all Christians. But then the Roman Catholic Church was the Western Church until the Reformation. Then it split between Protestant churches and Catholic, but still they are combined, the Western Church. What's happening is now, when Putin is going in, Stalin went in before, they tried to reimpose their culture on places like Poland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, Ukraine, Belarus, and Georgia. I don't mean Atlanta, Georgia. I mean Georgia over there. Well, they are trying to impose an overarching culture that's been foreign there for 1,000 years, and they just kill a lot of people. Now, here's what I think is happening. I personally don't think that Putin is ultimately going to invade. I think he likes attention. He likes being the center of attention. He likes scaring people. He can put troops in his own country and nobody can do anything about it. And he can menace and he can woof and he talk trash and all that kind of thing. And he's hoping to get a concession that Ukraine will never join NATO. Well, it takes a unanimous vote in NATO to have Ukraine join. Germany and France have already in the past said, no, we won't. We don't think it's wise to taunt Russia that way. We want to keep Ukraine free, but by technically not having them in NATO, that may help. This is all bull, in other words. There's no prospect of Ukraine being part of NATO. But somehow Putin is trying to humiliate the West and the United States by actually promising it. Now, one final thing I got to say. Russia is on the way down. Russia is on the way down. I was in Russia with a delegation from the State Department in June of 1997 giving lectures when we had that thaw under Gorbachev and Yeltsin. And they're terrific people. And a guy came up to me after a lecture. And he goes, we had interpreters. And he goes, Mr. Flynn, you had an awful lot of nice things to say about our culture. If we're so great, how come we're so backward? And that was a painful thing. This is a very good guy, nice guy. And I said, you're not backward at all. You produced Dostoevsky, Pushkin, Mussorgsky, Tchaikovsky, great mathematicians. You are in a very bad neighborhood. I mean, we have two oceans on either side of the United States to protect us. You have nothing but people invading you from the south and the east and the Mongols and everybody else. That to me is what it is. Now, I don't know if that was enough for him. But what's really happening here is Putin sees he's on his way down. They're not doing well economically. They're the size of Italy in the economy, but they're a much bigger country. They have nuclear weapons, but they're a gas station. That's all they are. Their only product is a gas station and natural gas and gasoline. And there they are, basically in a nasty part of the world, quite frankly, sort of a junk heap type of the world, and with hostile neighbors, and nobody admits them into the civilized country of Europe, even though part of Russia is in Europe and parts in Asia. So now they're threatening Eastern Europe again. It's not just Ukraine. That means they're threatening Poland. That means they're threatening Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. But we got to stand tall. I don't think he's going to invade. He's just going to be a big man. The way that you get popular support at home to start a foreign war, look like you're going to start a foreign war. That's a George W. Bush stayed in office by invading Iraq under false pretenses. So bottom line, that's the history. And in my view, he probably ultimately won't invade. He's just trying to get attention and restore their former glory, even though they haven't done anything for 100 years other than invent communism and build the gulag. We're going to a break. Lines are still open for text, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.